Good evening and welcome back to Sonic Byways. This is our bi-weekly excursion down musical back roads and a little deeper into the heart of singer-songwriter country. And tonight's Sonic Byways is a culmination, a peak, an apex of something that I've been working up to, I think, ever since I started the show. This doesn't mean it's a finale. Oh no, the show will go on. If the world doesn't end, you'll still have a little Sonic Byways to look forward to. What happened was I'm pursuing a master's degree in writing, as I think you know. And part of this degree is getting up and speaking / reading your work in front of an audience. So, you know, I'm okay with that stuff. I enjoy talking to people, both real and imaginary. So I got up in front of this audience. I say there's about 150 people in the room. And I'd say a couple paragraphs, maybe three, and I looked out at the room and realized that the audience was full of mostly undergrads. I'd say ranging from about 19 to 25, if I was lucky. Then there were a few professors scattered throughout the crowd, some proctors, and a few other students, probably around my age or so, that had decided to go back to school. So the essay was a declaration of my love for Bruce Springsteen, my discovery of him in 1979. I referenced 8-tracks, I referenced LPs, all sorts of things. I realized that the kids kind of didn't know what I was talking about. Perhaps they were Googling all the terms as I was speaking. So I'd say maybe 8 or 9 folks enjoyed it. I got some laughs, but they were mostly older, more mature laughs. And at the very end, after the applause, one kid came up to me, and I'd say he was 19, maybe 20 and a half on a good day, tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, that was an awesome Bruce poem." And that made me so happy for so many reasons, most of all because what I had just read was not in the slightest a poem. So tonight we're going to do something a little different, experimental old-time radio, Garrison Keillor style. I'm going to read my essay. I'm going to fine-tune the delivery and see if you understand, if you're picking up what I'm dropping in the Bruce department. And I'm going to intersperse my words with some of the most amazing Bruce tracks from throughout the years, I'd say from the very beginning to a little more recently. Off of Born to Run, here's The Boss with Jungle Land.
Drove his sleek machine over the Jersey state line. Barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain. The rap pulls in the town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down Flamingo Lane. Well, a maximum law man down from Ingo, chasing her head in a barefoot girl. And the kids around here look just like shadows, always quiet, holding hands. From the churches to the jails, tonight all is silence in the world as we take our stand. And
beneath the city, two hearts beat. Soul engines running through a night so tender. In a bedroom locked, in whispers of soft refusal, and then surrender. In the tunnels uptown, the rat's own dream guns him down. The shots echo down them hallways in the night. No one watches, and the ambulance pulls away. Where's the girl shuts out the bedroom light? Outside the street's on fire, and a real death waltz between what's flesh and what's fantasy. Man, the poets down here don't write nothing at all. They just stand back and let it all be. And in the quick of the night, they reach for their moment and try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded, not even dead. Tonight in jungle land.
Baby's number, and may bring her toys. When I come knocking, she smiles pretty. She knows I might be Candy's boy. There's a sadness hidden in that pretty face, a sadness all her own, from which no man can keep Candy safe. We kiss, my heart rushes in my veins, and the blood rushes in my veins. Driving deep into the night, I go driving deep into the light. Candy's eyes, she says, baby, if you wanna be wild, you got a lot to learn. Close your eyes, let them melt, let them fire, let them burn. 'Cause in the darkness there'll be hidden worlds that shine. When I hold Candy close, she makes those worlds mine.
You're tuned to Sonic Byways. I'm Jamie Lynn, wrapping up a nice, diverse set of Bruce Springsteen music. At the top, we heard Jungle Land off of Born to Run and Candy's Room, one of my favorites off of Darkness on the Edge of Town in the middle, and a great one off of Born in the USA. That was Darlington County. All right, please gather around your electronic campfire. I'm going to tell you a story. This is called My Boyfriend Bruce. Bruce Springsteen was my first true love, and truly, the flame still burns. Now, that's different than saying I'm in love with Bruce and want to start a life with him, have his children, strap my wheels across his engine, and follow him down Thunder Road. Although I would like to take his warm Levi's out of the dryer and search for my missing sock stuck to his pant leg. Our love is pure. We don't need to speak or make eye contact or even meet. Bruce and I spent enough time together already. I love Bruce for what he says, what he portrays, and the stories he tells. And surely, my armchair love for Bruce is better for all involved. His wife Patty, the kids, bandmates, touring schedule, his 62nd birthday. It just wouldn't work out between the two of us. I probably wouldn't find him half as entertaining when he meets me for dinner after a long day at the car wash, or comes home late from the factory after Mr. State Troopers pulled him over again. The Bruce I know is romantic, wistful, fearless, or at least honest about his fears. And no matter how down and out he gets, no matter how many years Nebraska's Johnny 99 spends in the pen, or how downbound that train's gonna go, Bruce is always calling me darling, baby, hey little girl with the blue jeans on. And I'm always his salvation, the reason he punches the time clock and speeds home at the end of the day and fetches me from the porch steps and whisks me onto the highway with the wind in our hair. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely, hey, it's me and I want you only. Thanks, Bruce. It's nice to be needed. I'm Jamie Lynn, and you are tuned to Sonic Byways. We'll return to My Boyfriend Bruce after these brief musical messages. Please enjoy one from one of Bruce's more recent releases, and actually one of my favorites of all time, Devils and Dust, kind of a frisky little love song. All I'm thinking about is you.
One. Blind man waving by the side of the road in a flatbed Ford kind of heavy load. Sweet things sipping on a blueberry wine on a flat black highway down in Carolina. Blackbirds slipping in the sky of blue.
Nothing in this world I can do about it. All I'm thinking about is you.
from across the room. Big black curtain come across the field.
More than all this thing.
You're tuned to Sonic Byways. I'm Jamie Lynn. Wrapping up that set, Johnny 99 off of Nebraska. And now back to my boyfriend, Bruce. The age gap between Bruce and I has never fazed me. I first felt the force of his attention in 1979 when I was 9 years old and growing up in Southern California. My older sisters introduced me to Bruce and facilitated our lifelong love affair. I coveted their darkness on the edge of town 8-track with the typed out title and Bruce's rather unkempt hairdo du jour. Back then, Bruce looked like Kanicki from Greece in his white, too-tight Hanes tank top and faded leather jacket. Or maybe a less coiffed Danny, aka John Travolta. My older sisters have always known good music, as has my older brother, but it was my sisters who really exposed me to Bruce in that era of rock and roll. Pat Benatar, Crimes of Passion, Blue 8-track. Lynyrd Skynyrd's Gold and Platinum and Steely Dan's Pretzel Logic, both on LP. My brother introduced me to Squeeze, The Beatles, Men at Work, The Zombies, and more English-leaning rock and roll. And I have only myself to quote-unquote thank for Bryan Adams, The Thompson Twins, Poison, and Morris Day and the Time. Tell me you're still listening. Despite the entire 80s and my various lapses in all sorts of pop cultural judgment, fortunately, my sisters had already left their mark. And before they went off to college and left me to my own musical devices, they left me with an unwavering love of all things Bruce. You're tuned to Sonic Byways. I'm Jamie Lynn. And here's a kind of different one for The Boss, also off of Devils and Dust. Real nice sound. This is called Jesus Was an Only Son.
Well, Jesus was an only son as he walked up Calvary Hill. His mother Mary walking beside him in the path where his blood spilled. Jesus was an only son in the hills of Nazareth as he lay reading Psalms of David. He let his mother's feet. Mother, pray, sleep tight, my child, sleep well, for I'll be at your side. And no shadow, no darkness, no tolling bell shall pierce your dreams this night. In the garden at Gethsemane, he prayed for the life he'd never lived. He beseeched his heavenly Father to remove the cup of death from his lips. And there's a loss that can never be replaced, a destination that can never be reached. Light you'll never find in another's face, and see whose distance cannot be breathed. Well, Jesus kissed his mother's hands, whispered, "Mother, still your tears. I remember soul of the universe. Will the world end it appear?"
We're all crying, you were so alone. You said your love had never died. You were waiting for me at home. Put on my jacket, I ran through the woods. I ran till I thought my chest would explode. There in a clearing beyond the highway, in the moonlight our wedding now shone. I rushed through the yard, I burst through the front door. My head pounding hard, up the stairs I climbed. The room was dark, our bed was empty. Then I heard that long whistle whine, and I dropped to my knees on my head.
Tune to Sonic Byways. I'm Jamie Lynn. Another favorite off of Born in the USA with Downbound Train. So I'm going to play all the songs I'm referencing in my essay tonight and then some. I know, tonight is your lucky night. All Bruce, all the time on Sonic Byways this evening. And now let us return to my boyfriend, Bruce. Virtually none of my boyfriends have ever understood what I see in Bruce. They simply knew they had to tolerate him. But I must say I have an unwritten rule. If a guy doesn't get Bruce, or at least remotely understand the extent of his power over many a red-blooded American woman, then he and I probably won't get each other. He at least has to humor him with a capital H. And except those days when I stay home and go from A to Z, sitting through every note of Jungle Land and obsessing over Devils and Dust and putting For You on repeat. I came for you, sings Bruce, for you, I came for you, but you did not need my urgency. I came for you, but your life was one long emergency. But I do need your urgency, Bruce. They're waiting for you at Bellevue, Bruce tells me, with their oxygen masks, and I would give it all to you, girl, if only you would ask. And by the time I come up for air, at least 7 repeats later, I'm convinced that it's not your lungs this time, it's your heart that holds your fate. And that Bruce is coming for me as I'm stretched out on the floor while they're waiting to heal my latest round of urgency at Bellevue, the hospital. Not the lovely row of mansions in Newport, Rhode Island, where I was once stretched out on a chaise lounge, but alas, no sign of Bruce. And any man in my life needs to understand that there's so much more to Bruce than Born in the USA. And while that album still has its highlights, the title track isn't one of them.
We take all Now some guys, they just give up living and start dying little by little, piece by piece. Some guys come home from work and wash up and go racing in the street.
Times were tough and love was not enough. So you said, sorry, Johnny, I'm gone, gone, gone. You said my act was funny, but we both knew what was missing, honey. So you lit out on your own. Now that pretty form that you've got, baby, we'll make sure you get along. But you're gonna find out someday, honey, when you're alone, you're alone. When you're alone, you're alone. When you're alone, you're alone. When you're alone, you ain't nothing but alone. And I was young and pretty on the main streets of the city, and I fought to make them my home. Shirt on my back, I left and swore I'd never look back. And man, I was gone, gone, gone. But there's things that'll knock you down you don't even see coming, and send you crawling like a baby back home. You're gonna find out that day should be when you're alone, you're
tuned to Sonic Byways. I am Jamie Lynn off of Tunnel of Love, When You're Alone, and also Racing in the Street, one of my favorites off of Darkness on the Edge of Town. Some key lines from Racing in the Street coming up in this next section of My Boyfriend Bruce. I love something on almost every Bruce record, and some albums can only be listened to start to finish, no track skipping allowed. I can't defend the recent Magic release, but really, one bogus album in over 50 years of making music? Even the boss is human. And that's what I like about him. He faces an inordinate amount of hardship song after song, but he keeps on playing. And that usually means a harmonica solo. Life deals Bruce some hard blows, anywhere between 2 minutes 57 seconds and 9 minutes 34 seconds long. But he picks himself up, stares out at the horizon, and perseveres. Bruce has a strong connection to the universe, races toward the light at the end of the tunnel, and at the end of the day and the song, he's there for me, right there in my glove compartment. Like me, Bruce is addicted to emotion. He passes the time with the barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain because it feels good. One more sip and all their dreams will come true. And my family never owned a Dodge or a pink Cadillac. And while I have driven all night chasing some mirage, I've never spent all day working in my daddy's garage, then outrun a Camaro and hot rod angels while drag racing in the street. So that definitely adds to his mystique. Bruce is strong and handsome, and he has this twang in his voice that makes me think he's from somewhere in the heartland, salt of the earth material, even though he's really from just another exit in New Jersey. And he hasn't turned his back on his homeland, which I'm not sure can be said for everyone from New Jersey. Bruce looks unreal in 501s, and here's the truth. I've always had a thing for the blue-collar look. And Bruce looks really good wiping the grease off his brow and smudging it on the sleeve of his rolled-up snap shirt. Though I've never seen him with an embroidered Bruce name tag, I'm quite sure he has a chain wallet somewhere in his armoire. But is he really blue-collar, or is he just a poser? He's wealthier than the Almighty at this point, and certainly no longer needs to sing about or even empathize with the working man. But who Bruce is after the show doesn't really matter to me. It's what he stands for. He'll muddy his way to the bottom of the river to look for the shining thing that symbolizes our love. He'll search the pillow beside him for the tears we cried. Reveal yourself all now to me, girl, while you've got the strength to speak, because I've broken all your windows and I've rammed through all your doors, and you should know it's true. I came for you, I came for you. Thanks, Bruce. I always knew you'd be there. Even when you and Patty are out on tour and she's dry cleaning the oil stains off those jeans you wore on that epic album cover in 1984. And if she happens to find my sock, tell her not to worry. I loved you long before you two ever met. I'm Jamie Lynn. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight to Sonic Byways and humoring my spoken word piece about my zest, my enthusiasm, my lifelong dedication to the music and perhaps the man, Bruce Springsteen. Closing out tonight's Sonic Byways, a couple of my very favorite songs. We have harmonica solos ahead. We have desperate longing and love songs combined. So please enjoy. No Bruce anything would be complete without Thunder Road. And also, perhaps you haven't heard this song, but it's a through line throughout my piece and just kind of what I really like to listen to on repeat at least 7 times. We'll hear For You off of Greetings from Asbury Park. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. And once again, thanks for being here on Sonic Byways.
The screen door slams. Mary's dress waves like a vision. She dances across the porch as the radio plays Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling. You know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and it's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Because your lover's stories isn't around. Waste your summer. Sunday.
best cards she sends me with her regards. Oh, barroom, I shine vacancy. To see her, you gotta look hard. Wounded deep in battle, I stand stuffed like some soldier undaunted. To her gesture, smile, I'll stand on fire. She's all I ever want, yeah. Mirror and your ball and jacks, but they're not what I came for, and I'm sure you see that too. I came for you, for you. I came for you, but you did not need my urgency. I came for you, for you. I came for you, but your life was one long emergency, and your cloud liners pulled my electric circuit free. Crawl into my ambulance, your pulse is getting weak. Oh, be yourself on now to me, girl, while you got the strength to speak. Cause they're waiting for you at Bellevue with their oxygen masks. But I could give it all to you now if only you could ask. Joker and teach him how to act. I swear I was never that way even when I really cracked. Didn't you think I knew that you were born with the power of a locomotive? They were leap tall buildings and a single bound. And your Chelsea suicide with no apparent motive. You were laughing and crying a single sound. Strength is devastating in the face of all these odds. Remember how I kept you waiting when it was my turn to be the guy. You and that cry half so proud when I found you broken on the beach. Remember how I poured salt on your tongue and hung just out. To me like a leech. That medal you wore on your chest always got in the way. Like a little girl with a trophy so soft to buy her way. We were both hitchhikers, but she had to hear us tuned to the roar of some metal tempered engine on an alien distant shore. So you left to find a better reason than the one we were living for. And it's not that nursery mouth I came back for. It's not the where you're stretched out on the floor. Cause I've broken all your windows and I've ran through all your doors. And who am I to ask you to lick my sores? And you should know that's true. I came for you, you. I came for you, but you did not need my urgency. I came for you, you. I came for you. Life was one long emergency in your cloud line.